Welcome to the course, Project Financial Management Overview. I'm Donna, a senior project leader at Quintiles IMS. Alex, who has recently joined our team as a project leader, needs help to prepare for his project with Worldwide Pharma. In this course, I will help him understand various aspects of project financial management. This foundation course will take you around 60 minutes to complete. It will help you and Alex identify the financial life cycle of a project at Quintiles IMS. This course will briefly cover the financial activities performed during each phase of the financial life cycle and the roles and responsibilities of a project leader in these activities. Additionally, you will learn about other project finance stakeholders and their role in financial activities. We will also look at factors influencing financial performance, which will put your project under scrutiny. Later, you will take other modules in the Project Financial Management course series to explore these topics in greater depth, according to each stage of the life cycle for your assigned project. So let's get started with this course. Good morning, Alex. How are your preparations for the start of the project with Worldwide Pharma going? Understanding how to manage financial activities on a project is not only key to the successful delivery of your project, but also pivotal to the financial health of our organization. That is why I am here to help you. Of course, Alex, I would be happy to help. So, shall we get started? Let's consider for a moment the processes in the general life cycle for finance that apply across our business and show how we earn revenue, incur costs, and manage our cash flow. The financial process starts with an opportunity from a potential customer. The sales and business operations prepare a proposal for the customer, and the contractual documentation is further prepared and signed after the project is awarded. We then deliver the contracted services, which we invoice the customer for. The payment that we receive from the customer is based on these invoices. To learn about the financial life cycle, place your mouse over each step. To learn about the financial life cycle, click each step. Also, refer to the Financial Fundamentals Quick Reference Guide in the Resources section to remind yourself of key financial terms and concepts that are important to our business and how your daily decisions and actions can impact Quintiles' financial health. The financial management activities are spread across the four phases of the clinical trial project life cycle: pre-award, setup, startup, conduct, and closeout. Absolutely. I think you might find this description for the financial management from the PMCOE Project Management Best Practice Manual useful. Wait, let me read that out for you. Financial management covers those efforts that revolve around revenue recognition, forecasting, profitability measurements, customer invoicing, payment of investigators and third parties, accruals, estimates of future expenses and revenue, and cash accounting. And staying at the high level, how would you answer these important questions, Alex? Why does your project's financial health matter to the financial health of our organization? Who impacts profitability? That's right, Alex. Every employee impacts profitability. Financial health is important because it enables us to attract the best people to our company, pay bonuses, develop training programs so you can grow and advance professionally, invest in new services, information technology, and other initiatives to serve clients better, enhance our standing in the overall financial community, and sustain our position as the market leader. Okay, so now let's put those high-level concepts together for a moment to check your understanding. That's correct. That's right. That's incorrect. That's not quite right. The opportunity and proposal processes of the financial life cycle map to the pre-award phase of the project life cycle. Contracting is completed during the setup-startup phase, and so is the invoicing to the customer as per the contractual terms. The remaining processes map to the conduct phase. It is important to remember that Quintiles IMS cannot make payments to any third-party vendors or investigator sites until a comprehensive agreement is in place. Since this usually happens by the end of the setup-startup phase, these payments are not usually made until we are in the conduct phase. None of the activities shown in this activity map to the closeout phase. This is because we do not earn revenue, incur costs, or have cash flow to manage in the closeout phase. I hope you found that a useful exercise. In a short while, we will explore the financial management lifecycle in greater depth, but first, I want to introduce you to some recent changes related to how we manage finance in our company, and then we will spend some time identifying the stakeholders involved. I'd be pleased to. In our line of work, change is constant and inevitable. From business to biopharma, things are constantly evolving and growing, and finance is no exception. International accounting standards are changing, and we must change with them. This new approach is called Estimate at Completion, or EAC. For some years now, we have been dividing our project budgets into specific tasks or deliverables called units. Unfortunately, using units means that we don't have an accurate way of calculating the true cost of the effort for the work done and for the work set to be done by our teams. Well, from 2018, we are moving toward new processes and tools that track and predict hours instead of units. What this means for you, Alex, is that there is an interim period when our project teams will be performing dual monthly finance activities. Once per month, the project management analyst or the project leader performs revenue recognition and backlog forecasting in our old method, and then once again in the same month, the functional leads perform these tasks for their service lines using our new method. You are right to highlight this, Alex, and although, as with any change, moving to these new processes and tools will come with a learning curve and will require some adjustments in many areas, one of the main benefits of moving to this new methodology is improved team collaboration and greater success of project delivery. For the most up-to-date view of progress on this methodology, don't hesitate to take a look at the IQ community page. Sure, let's look at that now. Here is the project lifecycle ribbon that I showed you earlier, and this time I have elaborated under each heading some specifics for each phase. I will take you through each phase one by one.